Welcome to the 7 days challenge. Now, here is something I learned a very, very long time ago. You don't win in 7 days. You don't win in 12 months. You don't win in 2 years. It can sometimes take up to 3 years to build a sustainable business in the first place. Now, when you go across and you get these training programs and these mentoring programs, and it's a 3 days program, it's a month program, it's a 6 months program, the reason it doesn't work in most cases is because you cannot learn the skills in 6 months' time. You cannot learn even the skills in 12 months' time unless you're an exceptional learner. Unless you're really an exceptional learner and you really sit down and binge and practice, you're not going to learn the skills. But this 7 days challenge will give you clarity on the pathway to help you succeed in the first place, becoming a professional property investor. What are the skills that you really need? And what are you going to really learn in these 7 days challenge in the first place? Now, here are four skills that I believe, in from my experience and observation, being in the property industry for over 20 years and being in business for nearly 30 years now. Four skills that you need to learn. First is the hard skills, basically being able to find deals, being able to analyze deals, being able to negotiate, which is a soft skill, being able to close the deal, being able to raise funding, which is again the soft skill side of things, and then being able to make it profitable, again a hard skill, and then being able to take an exit, so being prepared for exit right from day one, so you can return investors' money back, or being able to, you know, rinse and repeat your money. Now, this is the hard skills bit incorporated with the soft skills. But this is just a one skill in and itself, like becoming a property investor developer. So finding below market value deals, because you make more money when you buy rather than when you sell. Okay, adding value is another step. So not just that you're buying below market value, you're adding value irrespective of the deal. It might be a land deal, it might be a conversion deal, it might be a office to resi, it might be just a large piece of really big house that you're converting into multiple flats, or it could be just a BRR, maybe a single unit development that you want to do. But being able to find the right deal at the right price, and at the same time closing that deal, adding value, that means you're refurbing, adding value, converting or building from scratch, and then being able to take a clear exit. Because I see a lot of people who kind of get most of these steps right, but then when it comes to exit, they actually get it wrong. Exit is your first step. So, you know, as soon as you analyze the deal, you need to know what exactly you're going to do with that deal. Who's going to buy it? Who's going to rent it? If you're going to hold the asset. So you need to have a very clear exit in mind. So this is just a one skill in and itself. If you look at it, it's really just a hard skill of being a property investor or a developer. And then you have three other skill sets, which again, I believe takes a very, very long time to learn. No one can learn these skills in 12 months time. It's a lifetime thing. In fact, I'm still learning. Three skills are your sales skills, being able to really get a yes from a landlord, being able to get a yes from an investor. If you don't have your own money, you're going to need to learn how to leverage money from other people, really leveraging money and borrowing from other people, external people, either it is your friends, family, you know, people in your network, community, so on and so forth. Being able to get a yes, that's your sales skills. I always like to change the word sales into serving, okay? Because as soon as you change the word sales has this negative perception. So if you change that into serving, you're going out there, you know, raising external money just to be able to serve people. Because remember, there's going to be lots of people out there who are sitting on money, don't know what to do. They're not professional property investors or developers. They don't know how to multiply money. So the money sits in account or in some sort of savings account, doesn't really make any money. In fact, they actually end up losing money due to inflation. So being able to serve people, being able to raise external money, sales skills, very, very important. The next one is really creativity, being able to stand out. Like, how do you stand out from the crowd? There's lots of people asking for money. How do you stand out? There's lots of people doing developments. How does your development stand out? These are the questions. Lots of people looking for the right deals, developments. How do you stand out and find the best deal in the first place? So being able to stand out is very, very important. Creativity is what I call this a creative skill. And it's something, again, there's an art and a science to it. I believe you can learn both. Science part is pretty much very objective part that you can learn. But there's art part to it as well, which you can learn as well. And at the same time, the fourth skill is leadership, right? Let's say you've got a yes, you found the deal, you've got a yes. Now you need a team to actually add value, to be able to lead a team effectively, being able to find the right builder, being able to find the right plumber, electrician, so on and so forth. Creating that team that will help you add value into your development and being able to lead that team effectively. How many people do I come across that actually struggle with builders, you know, builders running away with their money, you know, plumbers not doing their job on time, you know, electricians running away, leaving job halfway in the middle. Leadership is a skill, and it's a skill that will really serve you for your lifetime, and you need really need to learn that skill. Now, you can take all of these four skills and apply it in any business. Hard skill, whatever business you're running, you can add that skill. And then you have these three soft skills, which is creativity, leadership skills, and sales or persuasion skills. And these are the four things you need to focus on in the four, in the 7 days challenge that we are running. But between all of this, I've been asked that, you know, I have very good sales skills. I have good leadership skills. I know how to find the leads. I'm still not profitable. I'm still not necessarily making lots and lots of money. I'm still struggling to pay my bills. How do you create a system where bills should be the last thing on your mind? How do you create a system? How do you create a business which is, you can actually choose between the two, right? There's the lifestyle business and there's the performance business, right? How do you create either a lifestyle business? If you choose a lifestyle business, maybe you know 5 to 10 people working for you, that's a lifestyle business. Or how do you build a performance business where you have more than 10 people working for you? It could be anywhere between 10 all the way up to 500 plus people working for you, up to 250. It's called a medium-sized business. When it goes over 250 people, it becomes a larger business. How do you get to that performance level business where you've got a system in place where the deals are coming in? And then they are becoming, you know, you're adding value to them. They're being, you know, there's a clear exit in place. It's a rinse and repeat. There's lots of investors that are investing alongside you. So you don't have to, you're not running on a treadmill, if I may say so. How do you create that system? It's something I will share in this 7 days challenge. What are the skills that are required to be able to, you know, like I said, create the system? I shared them, but at the same time, there's a lot more depth to these. I'll be sharing a lot more depth in the 7 days challenge. So make sure wherever you're watching this from, you'll see a WhatsApp number or a WhatsApp link to join. Do join that group. It will, at the end of the 7 days, I promise you that you will go away with so much more clarity. Like you would know exactly what to do, what steps to take, And how can you create a system in place where you are growing your property portfolio and your passive income at the back of that and creating a multi-million pound portfolio at the back of that? You'll know exactly what to do. So make sure you join, and I will see you on the other side.